these earnings functions, they're standard earnings functions. They explain more of the variance of earnings than earnings functions in the US. So this data is as good in terms of explaining the differences in returns to education as any data set anywhere. The, as you can see from the stars, these time trends are incredibly well identified, and it doesn't matter what you throw at these equations, you don't budge them. I haven't reported in the, we haven't reported in the paper all the tests that we've done, but every interaction terms we've tried to try and pick up whether or not some of these observable factors are driving this time trend, we haven't been able to do it yet. Obviously, everybody wants to know what the X factor is, so you know, we're hoping at some stage to find it, but we haven't yet. All right. People are reluctant to believe that it's got nothing to do with education. It's not really a surprise given at the conference like that. So in what sense has it got nothing to do with education? Just in a purely descriptive sense. In a purely descriptive sense, it's true that if you look at whether the return to education increased or the amount increased, it didn't in this data. Does that imply that education didn't cause a lot of this increase? Absolutely not. So it's perfectly possible within this that education is enormously important in enabling these small firms to form and to expand in the way they have. So you mustn't infer from the descriptive fact that education doesn't describe the increase in earnings, that education doesn't have a causal role in some of what you are seeing. My headlines, as it were, are just description. They're not analysis about how it was done. And the analysis of how it was done is, to go to Paul's point, is the open economy story. Because if you want to know the one policy in Ghana that has had the biggest impact on poverty, then, and the person responsible for it is Joe Stiglitz, and the policy is to link the producer price of cocoa to the world price. And that was a compromise that he engineered when the World Bank was pressing to abolish the cocoa board. The cocoa board, for reasons that your Ghanaians will know, did not want to be abolished. So the compromise was producer prices get linked to world prices. World prices doubled, output doubled. You had a four-fold increase in the income of the most important part of Ghana's agricultural sector. My analysis isn't a closed economy sense, it's a description of the income, and in my view, that income overwhelmingly came from the transformation of the incomes of the agricultural sector made possible by liberalization and the abolition, in effect, of the tax that was executed through the previous exchange control regime.
So why is that not the X factor? That's enough part of the X factor, at least, isn't it?
Well, it's the X factor if you can then show, it's a speculation at the moment that it's the X factor, because we should be able to show that the sources of income in this data are being driven by that increase in agricultural income.
And that's doable.
That's doable, but not done.
Okay, thank you very much.